Let me tell you about Scott Cooneth. He's a guy you wanna be with. No, 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 not without. When you're looking to sell a house, same goes if you're buying. Don't even start trying if Scott's not in your corner. Oh, don't say that I didn't warn ya. He knows real estate so well, he could write the manual. He works for Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. Scott Cooneth is absolutely essential if you're buying or you're selling residential. Oh, 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 Scott Cooneth. Call him 248-797-7746. You're just the person he'd love to get an email from. SKUNNATH@CBWM.com. Scott Cooneth.
Yeah.
Scott Cooneth brings you the best of the Drew and Mike Show. 248-797-7746. If you need somebody to hold your hand, mortgage rates are low. If you're a young buyer, first-time buyer, Scott's a veteran, and he's the rising star of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. So there, S. Cooneth at CBWM, SKUNNATH, as the jingle says, at CBWM. So what's going on this weekend? Got the Michigan-Michigan State game?
Yep.
Tonight? And that's in East Lansing, right?
Yeah, Saturday night, 8 p.m.
What's the line on that game?
I'm looking right now because I was going to place a bet on it.
Really? Who are you betting on?
Who do you think?
I don't know.
You should always bet with your heart.
Exactly. Always bet on your favorite team, and you'll make a lot of money.
Or you can hedge your wallet against your heart, which is always fun.
Yeah, then if you lose the bet, your team won.
Yeah, so it doesn't.
And if your team loses, you win your bet.
Exactly.
Wow.
I learned a long time ago never to bet on Michigan football. Well, they're too hard to predict.
They just won.
It can ruin the game for you, too. I think.
What else this weekend? I know we're in the dead zone, but is there something else going on this weekend? Any good shows or?
Doesn't sound like it.
Not really. It's kind of slow.
Oh, Trudy's got a Metro Times. People still read magazines? Weeklies?
That's a weird looking.
Weird
looking tablet.
There sure are some big ads in there.
There are a lot of ads.
I am subscribed to a magazine called Famous Monsters of Filmland, which the publisher was a guy named Forrest J. Ackerman.
Who passed away recently.
Kiss is coming up, but that's not until...
When is the Kiss date?
March 13th.
Paul gets so fired up to tweet when they're in a new location. They were in Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls, ready to rock! And I can hear Paul yelling. Paul loves yelling.
Do they tweet back to him and just write, no?
I don't really look at the comments back,
gosh,
but I should.
Like great trolling going on there.
Mariah Carey is tomorrow. Wait, what day is today?
The 7th, 8th, 9th?
She's
Marchish.
She's at the Fox.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's at the Fox?
No way. Really?
Mariah.
Mariah Carey?
Who? Okay, what's the over-under on tickets available?
People go to see Mariah Carey? Oh, I'd say I'd say there's like a third of the house is available.
How close do you think you can get? Let's see.
Oh, really close. Close as you want.
And I'm not talking on StubHub. I'm talking on legit Ticketmaster.
I'm saying close.
Okay, hang on. It's loading.
Oh, by the way, while you're thinking about...
$50 is where those tickets start, by the way, in case you're...
$50?
Yeah. If you're on a budget, you probably go up from there.
We don't know. No one listening to this show is going to see Mariah Carey. Rest
and
assured.
They
won't admit it.
You'd be
tonight,
surprised.
If this is...
You'd be surprised. Look how many seats are available. I mean, what is that?
Oh, wow.
Is that 93% full?
Yeah.
So not many seats, Drew.
What'd you say, it's the Fox Theater?
Yeah, where do you want to sit?
Well, this is someone with 16 number one hits, and they're having trouble selling it. Well, they're selling out the Fox Theater. I mean, wouldn't you think Mariah Carey would be a larger venue, a star of her
LCA?
Elk?
Oh, Drew, I can get you in the first row, $500.
She's selling better than I thought she would. I'm surprised she's playing a small venue. It's this weekend?
Yeah, the 8th, Friday night.
Okay, wouldn't you think that show would have sold out the minute it went on sale in a venue that holds less than 3,000 people.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would think. And then...
Caution World Tour.
Because this is Saturday already.
Well, for...
Yes.
I know. Time fugue. But Meek Mill...
Meek Mill follows.
They broom up after Mariah Carey.
Oh.
Well. Flip all the cushions, and then it's Meek Mill.
Oh.
Fox.
Oh. Wait. I thought he was... The next day?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought Meek Mill was going to jail.
He was in jail, but he got out because everyone was mean to him, and the judge wanted to be in his video. And
that's right.
I read the long, long story about Meek Mill, and of course, the owner of the 76ers is... You know, a friend of his, and met him with a chopper when they let him out.
A chopper.
And the story, you know, at every step, someone did something, you know, he got in trouble constantly.
Yeah.
But someone always was doing something horrible to him, mm-hmm. you know, like the judge wanted to be in his video. And so the judge.
I flew in on a helicopter.
When he violated his probation, she put him in jail because she didn't get in his video.
Man.
Not because he violated his probation.
I wish I could come up.
He violated it many times in some rather, I don't know, I just thought, I read the story and I was like, well, sure, a lot of excuses here. I mean, you know, it's one of those like, everyone's lying, everyone's doing the wrong thing, but me.
Yeah, I know. I wish I were that good a liar. I swear. I feel like everyone is a much better liar these days.
They are pretty good. And he had a lot of people backing him and there were protests and, you know. But yeah,
cause celeb.
It sounds to me like the judge just wanted to be in the video, and when she couldn't be in the video, she just kept giving him more time, and finally someone put a stop to that.
Well, damn.
A lot of powerful people.
Right, that he gets to be at the Fox, then.
To his credit, he seems to be doing okay now.
Yeah, I don't hear much about him.
Yeah. Mark, what's the line in the Michigan-Michigan State game?
You know, I can't find it on here, so.
Did you check mybookie.com?
That's where I was. They only go forward to... To Friday. But while I was at mybookie.com, I put a $25 bet on the gender of Meghan Markle's baby.
Oh.
What'd
you bet?
Dude. Of course I took dude.
Okay.
$25, man.
Well, you can bet on a lot of things on mybookie.com. How about March Madness, brackets, first round upsets, the Final Four? Yes, it's here. It's time to bet with the best at mybookie, mybookie.com. Would you rather sit at your office desk or call out sick and binge on NCAA tournament games and snacks? Like, that's even a choice. Sometimes it feels good to be bad, especially when it's with someone you trust. If you're looking for a place to get in on the action, you can trust MyBookie. Brandon, trust MyBookie?
Yes.
They've been in business for years. They're growing like wildfire. And the best part is they pay out fast. So when you call that 12 over 5 upset, you can celebrate. You'll be pocketing cold, hard cash, and they'll match your deposit. They're looking for new people. If you've got an old bookie, why not have my bookie instead of your bookie or their bookie? You'll get a 50% bonus with your deposit. So deposit $1,000 and get $500. That's, you're on house money.
Nice.
Well,
the minute you join mybookie.com, you're on house money.
That's huge.
Just use the promo code Drew at mybookie.ag. Promo code DREW, not DRU or anything silly like that. I don't have a millennial
Drew?
Name. Promo code Drew at mybookie.ag. Core Talking Points.
Drew.
March Madness is the most exciting sports events of the year. I guess I wasn't supposed to read Core Talking Points, was I?
And it says envelope.
March Madness is the most exciting sports event of the year.
Good job,
everybody
Liz.
Fills out a bracket.
Elizabeth.
Place your bets.
Elizabeth.
What?
With MyBookie now before you miss out. Call to action. I guess I'm not supposed to read that either. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. We've covered that. You're on house money with MyBookie. Use promo code Drew to activate the offer. You play, you win, you get paid only at MyBookie.ag. So there.
You know, looking at overall, there's no line on the Michigan-Michigan State game, and I wonder if it's because of injuries and wondering if certain guys are going to play, particularly for State. So I don't know. It'll be
Nick
up there.
Is Ward going to play?
No, I think he's still up, but is it Aaron? I can't remember his name. The guy that killed Michigan last time, he's up in the air. So the cool thing too, though, is you can bet on in-game odds.
Wait, Cassius is questionable?
Not him. The other guy, the I can't think of his name.
Mark, you finally had
it's
a brownout.
The end
brown
of the
out.
Week, man. I know it's been exhausting.
I have funny Elric, who has a podcast out, by the way. And let's see, where do you get? Where do you get
ML Soul of Detroit? That's what he's calling the show.
So just Google ML Soul of Detroit?
Or just go to mlsoulofdetroit.com.
Okay. Is it on iTunes?
Yeah, it's on iTunes, on every platform.
Okay, cool. Bingo. And No BS News. We'll have a new one on Sunday. And Eli Denny and Bob Page, no sports or no
no filter sports. No See, it's filter, the other weekend.
No filter sports podcast. How was the show on Thursday, Brandon?
Show was good. It started off with a little technological differences.
What?
It's can be difficult
Those guys
at times.
Are tech heads.
When you have three guys in three different states and you're trying to put them together, it can be a little tricky, but we made it work.
Okay.
Why can't they all be in the same room?
I was telling Eli the network would be very happy if they would spend more time in the same room when Bob Page comes up from Florida.
Yeah, Bob lives in Florida year round, but he does kind of pop in every now and again. So he'll be in the studio every here and there. But Denny was actually he went down to spring training.
Is he getting in shape for the season?
Yeah, yes. He had some shows
signing
and stuff
shape,
like that,
yeah.
And now he's on his way
Did
back.
Well.
So,
yeah, hopefully Denny spends most of his time here. So,
yeah.
And Eli was off in Florida last week. So, I don't know, those guys sure run around a lot for people their age. Jeez, but I love the show. This is not a sports podcast, but I do enjoy that sports podcast.
And the best part is there's no filter on it. They'll say
there's
anything.
No filter at all. No, they. It's funny, they rag each other a lot on that show, which is the part I thought, I work in radio, I know that work, so I should be above all that, but I actually do enjoy it when people rag each other. Yeah. It was fun.
Well, ball busting is the best.
By the way, I suggested a topic today, I don't think they were interested, but all this arguing.
Did Eli say, stay in your lane, Drew?
No, he didn't. No, they were intrigued by the conversation. I was talking about how, LeBron passed Michael Jordan in points.
Yes.
And I said, I've always been because the argument is that LeBron is better than Jordan.
Yep.
And I've always said, bullshit. I saw Michael Jordan. I know Michael Jordan. You're no Michael Jordan.
I disagree.
He was the best at the end of a game, in a big game. Always took the shot. Usually made it. Could create his own shot anytime, anywhere. He was a scoring leader. I don't know how many years in a row. He had the 2 years off for baseball, but he won essentially six consecutive NBA championships.
Jam.
You did Space Jam.
During that time.
Gatorade, is it in you?
This commercial.
So I thought he was, Gatorade. When the game was on the line, he was the better player, not even close. But this season, LeBron has shown me why I think Michael Jordan is a better player by loafing many, many times. Nope. I've seen numerous videos of LeBron just taking the quarter off, taking the playoff. No, it's funny, but that's not something Michael Jordan would ever do. He would never take a playoff.
He just took years off.
Well, he's playing baseball.
Not two, it's quite not selfish. Three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
Well, that should have been Jordan because he could have had eight championships in a row. Six in 8 years, but...
But didn't.
No, he had six, though. He played 6 years, got six championships.
His load management required him to take 2 years off.
Anyway, that was my point, was that LeBron James showed me something this year that I never saw Michael Jordan doing, that was loaf.
I'm kind of surprised that he is doing that this year.
It's really strange.
I think he's just over it, man. I think he went to L.A. because he wants to do his production, and that's it.
Well, I guess he's going to be a big Hollywood star, so we'll see. I don't know. Maybe that'll work out. Maybe it won't.
No, he'll have Space Jam Part 2.
Oh, that's right.
He's
Isn't
still putting
he?
Up good numbers, man.
Space Jam Part 2?
Yeah, it's coming out.
So it is LeBron.
It is LeBron James, yes.
And Shaq is not involved?
Oh, he might be. I'm sure there's going to be a slew of NBA players, past and present, that are going to be with Bugs Bunny.
Is Shaq still a huge deal? Do people still care about Shaq?
Yes.
Shaq still does a lot of commercials.
I love Shaq.
A million commercials.
I love him.
Yeah.
Icy Hot.
Yeah, he's on the NBA show.
He's on the NBA show.
Oh, that's right.
He was an Uncle Drew.
You know, like watching Shaq and a Fool?
I haven't seen Shaq and a Fool.
That segment they did.
I watched the NBA Finals and the NBA Semifinals, and that's about it. I take the year off. And I'm perfectly happy. I love watching. When it gets to the semifinals, the playoffs, I'm perfectly psyched to watch it, and I get really into it, and I love the finals. And I love... I love Shaq. I love Barkley. Barkley's always great.
Barkley's great.
Barkley making fun of Jesse Smollett was funny as hell.
That was a terrible idea.
I just love that he doesn't care.
How about those Pistons, though, man?
Pistons are playing well. They are. I'm kind of interested in the Pistons now. I want to watch a game. I wouldn't mind going to a game.
Well, Tom can take you. Remember, he took that the winner for that auction yesterday.
Even though, well.
What? Sure, they had a lot to talk about. She listens to the show, and he doesn't. Pistons. I wonder how many times she was like, hey, remember that time you got, oh, never mind. Remember that time Trudy and, oh, never mind.
So Tom got two extra press passes? Is that what they gave him?
I'm beyond sitting trying
on press,
to figure
it sounds
out.
Like they're sitting on press row with Tom. Because I said, wouldn't they rather have the third ticket instead of you taking them? And he said, well, it's on press row, and I'm using my... And I was like, what?
You know, that's what... Wait, so they don't ask any more questions.
They get
after
to
that.
Know what it's like to be on press row. I'd rather sit in nice seats.
I would, too.
I would think the Pistons would,
press
would
row
rather
is awkward.
Give away
you can't
nice
cheer.
Seats. Yeah, I know. It's weird. Maybe Tom told him there's free food included because they get to go eat in the press room. Maybe that's part of it. I think Tom wanted to go.
Of course he does.
I don't
there's
think
nothing, but there's nothing wrong with that if he wants to go.
The prize is an evening with Tom.
Hmm.
Oh.
Did he donate it?
Okay. I'm gonna look that it up. Part escaped me. I didn't realize. I thought he had to escort them because it was a press thing.
I don't know. I think that's how the way it's pitched.
Okay.
Oh,
so
that's kind of cool. Here? An evening with Tom Hathaway. It sounds very classy, like he's going to get out and play piano. Or
he's going to wear a tuxedo.
Yes.
Is this the one? It's enjoying out of basketball with four tickets to a Pistons game and a Blake Griffin signed
no,
jersey?
I don't think so.
It's classy and sexy.
Doesn't sound right. Okay. This is a threesome. This is Maz and a couple.
All right.
I know, it sounded a little weird to me, but you know, Maz knows what Maz is doing. Only Maz knows what the quid pro quo is.
It's really weird. That's the only Piston item listed is the one I just read you.
I don't know. Maybe it's not St. Joan of Arc.
Yeah, maybe not.
Confused.
Maybe he just sold it on the side. And he's donating the money.
Huh. Yeah. Well, for the best of today, Today in Rock. Today in Rock, it's not even part of the show anymore. But it was. And I know what happened. Dead Man's Curve came up, so we certainly got into the movie, which is one of the lamest most watchable rock and roll movies of all time, and the best scene possibly ever. And then let's see, everything needs to be charged for power. I don't remember that conversation, but
I do.
I'll go with it. You do?
Yeah. I wasn't. I think it was the day I wasn't here, but I was remembering. The belly aching about that.
I think there's some sweet cycling talk in there, too.
Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates book clubs. I remember that very well. Because that's the first time I think I called him Fuckerberg. and Bill Gates' reading
Chapter
list
one.
Is so dreadful.
Yes, it's awful.
Yeah, so there's that. And then meth lab catches on fire. And, yeah, it was a mobile meth lab. And then the guy ran into Planet Fitness to take a shower. And it was... probably a little awkward.
Yeah, shut down the
sprinting in on fire.
Shut down the Planet Fitness for a while.
Yeah, and when you're on fire because of a meth lab, it's even more awkward. It's you know, not real healthy for everybody
else. The
weird
thing is, we've never seen an update to this story either. No one ever updated it, and none of the local news ever updated it.
That's really weird.
It's crazy.
But he really ran fast.
Somebody we know knew someone involved.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to have to put anybody in witness protection here.
I think he's in witness protection, that guy.
It's just weird. You'd think that it would, you know, somebody would kind of come up with a follow-up on that story.
Yeah, it's quite
absolutely.
The story.
It was pretty intense.
Man on fire.
And I won't give any more away from the story because it's coming up on the best of Drew Mike, brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunith. If you need anything from Scott Kunith, which hopefully you do, like maybe you want to list your house or you want to sell your house, call or text Scott from Coldwell Banker Weir Manual at 248-797-7746 or email him at skunith@cbwm. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is his guarantee. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. Realtor Scott Kunith, and he's got some... got some people working with Scott. He's a good hand holder for you young buyers. Maybe you haven't done this before and you need somebody who's friendly that you have something in common with. call Scott, 248-797-7746. Some people are seeing the sign, by the way, on Facebook Live and just calling him going, hey, who is it? Scott?
Scott!
Who are you?
Cool, cold calls.
And he doesn't mind. He goes on Facebook Live and pops off.
Yeah, I saw him today.
Yeah. Mm. So, hey, he's part of the show. Can't be all bad. So there you go. Here comes the best of Drew and Mike.
Did you guys see the story? I thought this was fake news at first, that the meth lab exploded in Shelby Township.
Oh, God, that was a wild story.
Got in his car and drove to Planet Fitness.
What? I don't know the story.
Why did he do that?
Because he wanted
to... Friday. Right as the news is coming on, it just happened. Who are you watching, by the way?
Oh, Channel 4.
I was watching Channel 4, too.
Yeah. Because they have showers.
What's the reporter's name that was doing the story?
Oh,
damn it. I know her name. She's been there a long time. Black chick. Reporter. She's
Channel
good.
Channel 4?
Yeah.
Tutman?
Paul Tutman. Paul Tutman was doing the story. Yeah. It's funny because she's like, it looks like it's about to rain here, so I'm going to have to hurry. And then she tells this wild-ass story. I mean, it was freaking crazy. A meth lab blows up. They've got shots of the house, smoke coming out of the house.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go in there. Of course, it's a meth lab.
Yeah.
And the guy drives to Planet Fitness, runs in to take a shower. He's burnt. I mean, he's burned over
on
a lot of his
fire.
Body.
Yeah, he's driving on
fire. Wait, was he a member?
No, I don't think so.
How do you get to the shower area? You got to be scanned when you go in there.
I don't think he was moving too slow.
He just stepped out of his way.
Well, it is a no judgment zone.
That's true.
Yeah, pretty much.
The guy's just in the shower, can't say anything about it.
But
no judgment.
But of course, he contaminated Planet Fitness completely.
Oh boy!
So they got to clear the Planet Fitness out. And they won't let anyone near his car either.
Oh, my God.
So there's all these cars people can't get to, and they can't go in Planet Fitness to get their keys.
Oh, what an anchor this guy is.
Yeah,
why don't they make him get all their keys?
He fucked over a lot of people.
He's the only one that can go in there.
He's the only one that could drive them then. Once he got the keys, he's the driver. It would be wild if they made him drive everyone home. Everyone just rode in the back of a pickup. You know, Trudy, I never heard the rest of the story, though. Did you ever hear more about it?
They haven't released his name yet.
Really?
I
can't wait until they do. He's in Beaumont Hospital. And
how
bad?
Burns, probably third degree all over much of his body. So
I'm going to hope that he didn't have like a wife and kids or something. Please tell me he didn't.
Does your account say that? Because
hasn't mentioned his name.
But apparently the car was the meth lab.
It was a rolling meth lab. However, he had taken...
Does he think he's Walter White?
Well, he had taken this rolling meth lab, the supplies that he had had in his car, to a friend's house in Shelby, where that's where he was attempting to cook. And that's where he had an issue. There was a fire. Boom. It wasn't his house at the...
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And so
that house was smoking.
It was a girlfriend, a chick friend of his. And, of course, the neighbors saw, you know, they were hearing moans for help when they came over. The two guys, one of them was the one that ran into Planet Fitness. The two guys were loading their vehicles with all this meth stuff, and then they took off. And so the neighbors attempted to put out the fire, but it's
with their garden hoses.
Fire.
Oh my God!
And the water only makes it worse.
Yeah. Oh yeah, spreads it around.
And so this girl, unfortunately, had some pretty bad friends.
She's a pretty bad judgment in dudes too. So.
Ooh.
What kind of car was it?
Sorry,
Crown Vic.
Yeah, I think it was a Crown Vic. That's right.
That's a spacious vehicle.
Oh, wait a sec. That would not be the car. I don't know what would be the car. That would not be the car I would cook meth in.
I would think you'd want an F-150 for a meth lab.
You want a lot of space.
Oh, transit.
A transit van.
Well, you can
use a transit van for anything. We already know that.
Yeah.
It's got the room and the privacy.
Yeah, but you want some space.
But do you want a meth lab in an enclosed vehicle like that?
No.
That's just the F-150. It's perfect.
And it's obvious that they weren't wearing Walter White's hazmat suit.
Yeah. But although he was in just his shorts, like Walter White was, remember, in the first season when they were cooking in the RV?
Yeah, he ran out.
Yeah, but I think he's stripped because
they were on fire.
The picture of the car in the parking lot had shoes right next to it. So I think he was stripping.
Oh, that's the end of those underwears. That's the end of those shoes.
I think the second guy is still on the loose.
Oh, the guy with all the equipment?
They got the guy with the equipment.
Oh, but they busted that.
He was our showerer.
I thought the two guys loaded their car.
Yeah, they don't know what he has yet.
Oh. It was a multifaceted story.
Can you imagine working out on Planet Fitness and that dude just comes running in?
I know. I was trying to figure it out for myself. It's like, wow, you know.
just here to do a few reps. Next thing you know, this guy's sprinting in to take the shower.
He drives over there. I'm on fire. I just got to drive myself to Planet Fitness to take a shower. Wait,
that's good thinking, though.
And did he drive the meth lab?
The worst thinking.
And now I'm really confused.
Well, like I said, the meth lab was actually set up in the house. It was used by the materials that he was driving around with. It was a rolling meth.
Okay.
So he transported the materials from the car to the house, blew up, then grabbed the materials, put them back in the car.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
While the motherfucker was on fire, he grabbed the materials?
Yeah.
The screen manager of Planet Fitness was on fire when he got out of his car. How long can you be on fire and still drive and function and do all those things?
I think that the fire had gone out and then started again somehow.
Oh, yeah. Fire does that.
Maybe he was smoking a cigarette on his way out there.
do you give him any bit of credit for going, I need to get in a shower? There's a Planet Fitness a mile away.
Yeah.
I do.
Knowing where all the showers are nearby.
I was just trying to analyze, like, what the percentage chance that his plan was going to get him out of trouble. That he was going to get in a shower, get the fire put out, get the shit out of the house, and no trouble for anyone.
Jet.
Everybody's fine. No big deal. A few burns. It'll be okay.
Why don't you... You're already,
what were the chances?
Shelby Township Police will never know.
Yeah. No cops. Planet Fitness isn't going to call the police. They're not going to be upset. Just a guy running in to take a shower. No big deal.
And then he's going to get out a piece of equipment and pretend he's been there for a while. Hey, what's going on? It's crazy.
He puts a shirt on over, goes out, takes a few rounds of bench press.
No judgment zone. Don't ask me any questions.
That's all. Forgot my card. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was.
Honestly, if you blew up the house because you're in a rolling meth lab, why don't you just bring it to a house next door and use their shower?
Well, the guys next door had a garden hose, too. I mean,
why not just douse yourself with a hose?
He preferred, for some reason, to contaminate Planet Fitness than the neighbor's house. Maybe he's thinking about his girl.
You got to get a workout in?
His girlfriend.
I got to get two burns going at once.
Oh, boy.
In my body and out of my body.
Crazy.
Did you guys see the doctor who's going to do a head transplant? That story about him?
Fake!
A head transplant? How cool is that?
Do you think it's fake?
No, I think it's real. He's been working on it
for a couple years.
Yeah. He's been sort of
noodling
around what it would take, and then he finally figured out that
I'm sure it's going to look great.
That electricity is what it would take to finish it, to make all the neurons work. Yeah, that's why I thought it was fake, but it's in Business Insider. So yeah.
This is the guy.
Wait.
Yeah, that's the doctor.
He wants the head transplant because he could use one.
Yeah.
I don't blame him for thinking about it.
It's not going to look good.
He's volunteering to be the first head transplant.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking cool. Why not?
I mean, wish
please,
him luck.
Please have it be a different ethnicity head to body. Please. Just the penis transplant. Just be a different, be a black guy on a white person.
Oh, that would
or
be,
vice versa.
That would be great.
You know, Brandon sent me that story on penis contouring.
Yeah.
The latest in makeup is putting makeup on your dick.
Yeah, of course.
So,
I told you.
So the contouring looks better for shading to make it better.
Yeah, for pictures, for selfies.
If anything is contoured, it's a penis. It doesn't need more contouring.
Hey,
it's ridiculous.
Could always make something look better.
Wait, why is it supposed to look more contoured?
I guess shading.
It makes it look bigger. Lighting makes everything look different, Trudy.
Yes, lighting, shading.
So it's really dramatic looking.
Yeah, you need some angles down there.
This guy is some kind of makeup expert, too. He thinks he's gone from 5 to 9 inches.
He just wants to play with dicks.
True,
he wants
probably.
To play with other guys' dicks. He's like, I can make your dick look better.
So you come in and he like puts the paper around everything else.
I think he was trying to encourage you to do it on your own.
So
actually, he was claiming that he does it though.
Don't let him
bronzer.
A little bronzer.
It's actually supposed to make the flaccid penis look bigger.
What?
Yeah, that's
what makes
line.
That bigger. Excitement.
The
actually.
Contouring makeup. Apparently,
his next thing you know, he's going to work on your butthole while you're there.
Oh,
I'll make it look brighter.
that's been done.
I was tweeting about this a couple days ago because it just pissed me off. I don't know why this hit me so hard. Tell me if I'm crazy. I was online and I'm reading about Mark Zuckerberg, 23 books everyone must read. And I just blew up. I was like, fuck you, Zuckerberg. You're a billionaire, so you're going to tell me what to read now for the rest of my fucking life? Fuck you, Fuckerberg.
You don't think you have a lot
to bring back bad nicknames from your childhood, but we know you were Fuckerberg, so fuck you. Shut up. I'll give you 23 books. I'm older than you. Just because you invented Facebook doesn't mean you get to tell us all what we have to read.
You don't think you have a lot in common with him as to what you want to read?
No, I don't think so. I didn't even check his list, by the way.
Oh, you didn't even look at the list?
I'm going to pull it
up. I did not even look at the list before I popped off.
What if you had something in common?
I don't think so. I don't think he's reading Otis Redding, An Unfinished Life. Just a feeling.
Bro, you're angry?
Oh, my God. Google, I typed in Mark Fuckerberg.
I'm sure it'll come up. Nickname of Mark Zuckerberg.
Child.
Childhood nickname. I just was so annoyed. It's like, who is this guy? He invents Facebook. He's a billionaire. And now he thinks, I should have dinner with somebody in every state, and I should tell everyone what to read. And fuck you.
Can we quit?
Isn't that annoying?
Yeah.
Can we quiz him to see that he actually read these books, too? Or is he just naming them?
No, I love that. That's a great idea.
If he's that busy, how is he reading 23 books?
Exactly. What is he? Oh, I guess he can read a book that fast. As fast as he can make a message on Facebook, he can read a book. And then I see Bill Gates has a similar list of 17 books everyone must read.
Well, Melinda.
Oh.
I was going to say.
Oh,
Melinda.
Yeah. Melinda, I'm sure, is 18 or more. She's 24 or more.
She's got plenty of books to read. That's all she's doing.
Who these people? I mean, I realized they came up with a great idea, and it made them $1 billion. But then, fuck you. Don't tell me what to read. Shut up. We're all using your toy. We love it. We think you're great. Don't fucking tell us what to read. Shut up. Yeah. Go away. Spend your money. Be happy.
You want to hear some of his books?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a very pretentious list.
God, it is. Thank you, Jane. Oh, my God. I can see right now.
Why Nations Fail.
Oh, shut.
The Origins of Power.
Everyone should read that.
And poverty.
Everyone should read that.
Maybe,
really.
Maybe if you have $53 billion.
How many people are going to get past page three? Are you kidding?
The Rational Optimist.
Oh.
How Prosperity Evolves.
They're all about money. He's got it.
What an asshole.
I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Portfolios of the Poor. How the World's Poor Live on $2 a Day.
Could you be more out of touch? Nobody wants to know that shit. We don't think about those people. We think we're poor. Fuck you.
He says, it's mind-blowing that almost half the world, almost 3 billion people, live on $2.50 a day or less.
Oh, shut. Oh,
I hope
stop.
Reading this provides some insight into ways we can all work to support the better.
Three for three that suck.
Why don't
no
you hand your
read.
Money out, Zuckerberg? That'll help him.
There should be 23 books no one should read.
Or no one has ever read.
Yeah. That's right. It sucks.
How about this one? The Three-Body Problem, the best-selling Chinese science fiction novel available in English for the first time.
Are you fucking kidding me, Zuckerberg?
It's a fun break from the heavier material I've been reading.
Wow.
How out of touch can he be? I mean, I wouldn't dare to tell people 23 books I think people should read, and I talk to more people than that asshole does.
Yeah.
Genome.
More regular people, anyway.
Some pretty good books, too, but...
I think so.
Genome.
The Autobiography of Species in 23 chapters.
Oh, my God, that's boring.
The author of this book was the author of another book previously. That was on his list.
Oh, so he just reads all of Matt Ridley's books?
Oh my God, listen. The Makwadima, An Introduction to History, the Classic Islamic History of the World.
Next!
Oh, yeah. We all need to read that, don't we?
He so does not read any of those books.
If he does, he's a complete nerd. I mean, honestly.
Well, come on.
Well, of course he is. But I mean, how dare he tell us we all should read these books?
Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind.
Okay, so far, The Dirt by Motley Crue, I would say, ahead of any of those books. Any of them.
Yeah.
The Varieties of Religious Experience by William James, a guy who died in 1919.
So boring.
The New Jim Crow.
Oh, that's relevant. Well, I don't know. Kind of is, again.
The End of Power, From Boardrooms to Battlefields and Churches to States, Why Being in Charge Isn't What It Used to Be.
God, what a
That's really great if you're in charge.
I'm just speeding through these to see if they're... I mean, they're all... If there's anything you'd be interested in.
No,
I think we can stop. I mean, this sounds like the worst list ever made. Possibly the worst list ever made.
Probably. I agree. I've not ever seen any of these books on any of the lists that
I wonder what's on Gates' list. I bet that's painful,
I'll just
too.
Look to see if there's anything good. What was his childhood nickname?
What if Gates is into
it? Gates?
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. Yeah, no doubt.
What if he's into porn?
Yeah, they're
It'd be wild if he suggested
50 Shades of Grey.
That would be funny as hell.
50 Shades Grayer.
Actually, I'll respect him a lot more if something like that is on his list.
He's got 28 books.
Oh, 28? Are you sure it's in Melinda's list?
Couple of them are the Better Angels, he and Fuckerberg.
He had, what, like five until Melinda got in the mix
and
went up to 28.
Bill, add these! There's not a book on here you would want to.
Oh, string theory.
Oh, it's a David Foster Wallace book.
What is it?
It's called String Theory. David Foster Wallace on tennis.
On tennis?
Yeah, he plays.
He wants us to think that he plays tennis.
Youth tennis player.
Oh, come on, Gates. I'll kick your ass in tennis, and I've never played.
Oh, what a nerd. The bully pulpit. A Doris Kearns Goodwin book. She's the presidential historian.
No. Oh, God.
I will admit Doris Kearns Goodwin. A great historian, but I'm sorry.
I don't want to read her
for,
books.
Not for everyone.
Her books are 8,000 pages.
Here's a jealousy book that he reads, though.
Dancing to Work. Warren Buffett. Everything.
He's probably like, well.
You didn't write it, though.
That had to hurt him.
No,
I'm surprised
novel.
That made the list.
A novel. No. Trevor Noah's.
I was trying to look cool.
Trevor Noah's autobiography might be the best
this
one.
This is horrible territory. I'm never bringing these people up again. They're so dreadfully boring. They don't know. They're absolutely out of touch with the world. They're so. I don't know how they even managed to come up with an idea that so many people could connect to when they are so disconnected.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, who are the people that are going to look
it's
at
a fluke.
And decide they're going to read them so they can turn out like them? As if that's what it takes.
Yeah. No.
Well, all the poor people that Zuckerman is reading about can't afford the books that he's reading. So how are they going to help themselves?
God help anyone who even tries to start that list. Hey, did you guys...
Phil Knight's book is on Bill Gates.
That's a good book. Okay. I'll give him credit for that. Hmm. What's that, Shoe Dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good book.
In Jimmy Carter's new book.
Fucking thing sucks!
But I would say Shoe Dog is only good if you want to read about a really inspiring story about somebody making it, a capitalist,
yeah,
some entrepreneur. It's a really inspiring story. But, you know, it was really a little bit of a reach for me, but I love the way he wrote the book. He told the story so well about how hard it was to become Nike. He was in debt forever.
Yeah.
And it was almost a miracle that Nike made it. It was a cool story. I like the way he wrote, too.
You and Melinda, peas in a pod.
Yeah. For sure.
You know, the Bluetooth headsets that you can get, you know, for running and stuff like that, or if you're moving around and walking.
I hate Bluetooth headphones.
What? Why?
Hate them.
I agree.
My God.
Because, you have to charge them up. And if you forget to charge them, you're like, oh,
yeah.
Whoops. I forgot to charge up my headphones.
Mark, you have to charge everything.
I know. You know what? I'm sick of charging shit.
Yeah, I am too.
We have a mirror at home that has to be charged.
What?
A bathroom mirror.
A mirror?
It doesn't
because it has a light in it.
Oh. How about a remote control that has to be charged up? That's a disaster for Apple TV.
Oh, yeah.
The remote has to be charged.
That little sucker?
Yeah. Yes. And you're like going, what the fuck is wrong with this Apple TV? Yeah. And it's like, oh, the remote isn't charged. Holy shit.
And,
God
damn it! Thank you. Thank you, Apple, because their technology is such that they don't tell you when it's getting low.
No.
They only tell you when it's out.
That's what I mean.
It's
the last thing I think of, too. I'm like, oh, this thing isn't set up right. I fucked something up. TV sucks.
Calling Jay. And then Apple comes on the screen with, your remote control needs to be charged. I'm like, thanks for effing telling me.
I don't even think it comes on the screen for me. It comes on the screen?
Yeah, it'll...
Really?
Yeah, it'll pop up.
C-U-M. I have a...
So pissed.
I have a... Apple laptop, you know, and the cord for that. Yeah, this is so hard to get. The cord for it has been pulled out of the party, and I refuse to go buy a new one. So every time Julie will see me, like, pushing it in to try and hit the light to get access, why don't you just buy a new one? And today I snapped one. Because I'm not going to go do it now. I have to make this work right now.
Why would I just
go
sucks.
Buy another one?
No, I know exactly.
Bullheaded over the dumbest shit.
Yeah.
She's been giving me a lot of shit over my new cycling hobby.
She should be happy for you. You mean your bike riding?
No, my cycling hobby. We went to the cycle store and I wanted to
I thought you were riding a bicycle for a while. I didn't realize it was a motorcycle.
I wanted to buy every accessory. I was telling Drew my bike was going to look like Pee-wee's bike by the time I left because I just wanted to buy everything to put on my bike.
You've got a what kind?
It's just a trek. It's just a silly mountain bike.
It's a mountain bike?
Yeah.
For the road?
All right. Wait. It can be a road bike, too.
Cycling a minute ago. Now it's a silly mountain bike? What's that all about?
It's just a bike.
Well, I thought if you had some streamers and, you know.
I know.
Bicycle bells. And
I told her I want to get a big
generator old, lights
a big
and
old
stuff.
Banana seat, some pegs on the back so my friends can stand on the back wheel.
What's the thing, like a monkey, the thing in the bar on the back where you put your, like, brother or sister?
Spoiler?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to get one of those.
Wait, whatever happened to the generator light, by the way? Remember those?
Yeah.
It ran on the wheel.
Yeah.
Those things were awesome. Why did they go out? What was so bad about
it? It's funny you say that. One of the things I want to get is out for, in all seriousness, is a headlight for when I leave here. I know. Laugh at me all you want. But I need a light so people can see. And that fucking thing needs to be charged up, too.
Oh, Christ.
Well, maybe you can get the chargeable one that your bicycle... cycle charges while you're cycling.
I know. That's what I would power I would want. But you can get a battery one. That
you really are a product of Ann Arbor.
You can get put triple A's in it, but apparently that light dies so easily.
Oh, yeah.
So now I don't even know if I want one anymore.
No, you need one. Those are good, though. They really are. Or you can use...
This hobby's out of control. It's been going on for about a month.
Mark,
it's
do you need...
out of control.
Do you need reflective clothing?
No, I think that's funny. One of my friends was giving me
Thank
shit.
Thank you, Trudy.
One of my friends was giving me shit for that, and I said, the day I wear spandex while I bike or a helmet is the day I'm stopping.
Oh, yeah.
I will not wear a helmet.
Somebody was giving me shit about not wearing a helmet because I found my bike.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, see? You're going to be a cyclist before you know it.
No, not happening.
Yeah.
I rode around a couple blocks. It was some nice exercise. Like,
starting a gang.
That was cool.
I got a bike.
Let's do it.
A pump was required to pump up my tire, too. The tire was dead, thankfully, because I don't ride. I ride so rarely. But anyway, when I got back, somebody I'm not going to say who, said, where's your helmet?
Oh.
It's like, I'm grandfathered, like that hockey player that played to like 2005 with no helmet. I'm like that guy, okay? But I'm only riding a bicycle. I'm not playing hockey. I'm not getting checked into anything every game. That guy was grandfathered as long as he was. I'm grandfathered. End of story. Shut up. Fuck you.
I'm with you.
Zuckerberg, fuck yourselves.
Zuckerberg probably wears a helmet when he cycles.
Go pound on it.
Yeah, I bet his kid. Oh, you know his kid's wearing one.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I will
nerdiest.
Not. Well, why do you need to wear a helmet if you're going as slow as I go? How much damage can I really have?
In case a car.
I think that's a challenge for your head, in a way.
Joey had a cycling period where.
I like that you refer to it as cycling, by the way.
He was all going all over the place, and people are assholes sometimes, and a couple of them.
All the time.
And Wes Bloomfield came up behind him and just like. Whacked him in the back.
What?
Driving a car, and he's on his bike. And I'm just like, whoosh, like, he calls me up, and somebody's just like, hit me.
What an asshole.
I know.
That's so bad. They're probably going 90, too. It probably was a 90-mile-hour punch.
And he have a red mark on his back of a hand.
For weeks.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hey, stuff like that happens.
It's interesting, though, that it's cycling when Joey's cycling. It's not quite the same thing for Mark, but I think I agree.
Yeah. Let's get Mark some spandex stuff, though.
No.
Yeah, no, I think we need to suit Mark up.
Only if you have other sponsors on it. If there's a Zot and a Roche hat, I will wear it.
Oh, my
just
goodness.
For the pure hilariousness of it.
It'll be very fun. And for today in rock, just a few things. 1964, Simon and Garfunkel recorded Sounds of Silence. What a great song, by the way.
Yeah.
I like Simon and Garf.
Good one.
Yeah. I like Simon without Garf, too.
Simon and Garf.
Simon and Garf. Garfunkel. It's funny. Even as a kid, I remember seeing Simon and Garfunkel and just thinking, does he really need that goofball? That guy with the crazy hair? Who's that guy? What does he do?
Yeah. But yeah, he looked pretty dorky.
He had the incredible voice. 1965, Tom Jones is number one with It's Not Unusual.
Ooh, I love that song.
And I was wondering, as I was reading that, if he had started his Listerine treatments by then.
Oh.
Remember, Mike Clark had learned that Tom Jones used to,
oh my God, I
used to dip his penis in Listerine to reduce the sensitivity so it wouldn't get hard when he's performing. His women
I
were so wild. I
all about that.
Yeah. It took on a life of its own because we told so many people. I think a lot of people really believe that happened. I kind of believe it happened now.
Yeah.
I don't even remember where it started. We must have heard that somewhere.
Yeah. Well, it isn't it.
And he was super hung because Elvira allegedly needed stitches after having sex with him.
What?
Yeah, Elvira. The chick that played Elvira.
Tom Jones?
Yeah, that's supposedly.
He did not look that.
Cassandra Studley. Peterson. Isn't that her name?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
She needed stitches.
Yeah, she did. She had to go, she had to, go to the hospital. Not
unusual. How did we find out about that? Did she tell? Or
she
did.
She did. She spilled it.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the hospital said, oh, my God, the chick was in here. She needed to be stitched up to have sex with Tom Jones. What do you know?
Oh, my God.
Well, there had to be somebody in the emergency room.
What would have? Never mind.
1967, Dick James, the publisher, announced that his company had been made aware of 446 different versions of the Beatles' Yesterday, which was a record at the time. I think it still is the most covered song ever. 1970, CSNY released Deja Vu. What a great album
that
is.
That's a cool one.
I know.
I love that album.
It would top the album charts, and also three singles, Woodstock, Teach Your Children, and Our House. And, of course, Neil Young would leave CSNY. CSN without Y just isn't the same.
Yeah.
Is it? I mean, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah, it made it grittier.
Definitely.
Godfather of Grunge.
And Neil and Steven, too, just playing guitars and kind of competing with each other.
Yeah.
That was really such a cool aspect of CSNY.
Yeah.
Jim Morrison on the stay in 71 arrived in France on hiatus from the Doors, and then he would, of course, die there. He was there until he died July the 3rd. Harry Nilsson was number one with Badfinger's original Without You on the stay in 72. I never knew Badfinger did that song until recently. That was there. They wrote it.
Really?
Tom Evans, yeah. And that song won Grammys and was a huge, huge, huge hit for Harry Nilsson. 73, Pink Floyd released Dark Side of the Moon, which is on the charts for 740 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. And then when it went off the charts, it moved to the catalog charts. It's been on the catalog charts for like 1,500 weeks. I mean, it's just, I don't know how many total copies that have been sold, but it's one of the biggest. 1977, The Clash played the Roxy, supported by the Slits, the first all-girl punk band.
That's great.
Did you like many of those punk bands, Trudy?
Yeah.
Who did you like? Who were your favorite?
I love
people?
The Clash.
Love
great.
The Clash.
The
Clash.
Ramones were great.
Absolutely.
The Sex Pistols, of course.
I love that album. Pretty Vacant's one of my favorite
Pretty
punk
Vacant.
Songs ever.
Great name too for
one of McCartney's favorites too.
Yeah, McCartney used to still play it.
I think Grindr covered it.
Grindr did. Yeah.
I think he's bummed that Grindr the app is what Grindr is now and not the band.
I know, how strange.
Do you know she's Johnny Rotten's daughter?
Oh,
she's connected to Sex Pistols John Lydon.
Is that the Slits?
Yeah.
No kidding.
I can't remember. She's his daughter or like a stepdaughter because he helped her get this band put together.
Hey, my stepdad got me a band. They're called the Slits. We're opening for them, sort of.
Oh, nice. Remember the big went around college radio, you know, from 78 to 81?
Yeah.
And punk and new wave was so big.
Yeah.
And determining who was punk and who was new wave. And
right.
It really was about style as much as anything. Because the punks were, you know, had the the hairpins through their eyebrows and
piercings and stuff like that. And Billy Idol was punk-ish.
Yeah, he was punky.
Wasn't he, sort of?
Yeah, torn up clothes. And the new waivers were more like the mods. You know, they wore the suit coats and the skinny ties.
Flock of Seagulls look.
They were more stylish.
Yes.
Anyway, 79, Disco Fever was in full gear. Gloria Gaynor was number one. I Will Survive. Such a big song. I can't believe this came up today, 1988. Andy Gibb died of?
Fart failure.
No.
Remember that cut, that news cut?
Yes.
Let's see if I can find it.
Fart failure.
You've never heard that?
No.
All right, let me see if I can find it. We used to have it. I don't know if we still have it.
What did he die of?
He died of a broken heart.
Oh.
As Tom
stop it.
As we revealed.
Man, we had a big argument about it one day.
He really actually.
Song?
I swear to God, he believes that. He.
How do you mend a broken heart? Is that him?
Oh, that's
that
the Bee Gees.
Him?
No, he did. He did. Love is higher than a mountain. Love is thicker than water. That stupid song.
Oof.
He had four big hits, and they were all terrible. He was the worst Gibb brother in terms of musical skill by far.
Here we go. I found it. Ready.
Now, there was a fourth Gibb brother, Andy Gibb, who had a solo singing career. He died of fart failure at the age of 30.
Fart failure.
Robin Gibb was 62.
See?
Yeah,
it's a real
I think
thing.
You're right.
It's when you hold your farts in and you don't let them out.
So we need to get Brandon to stop doing.
Wow.
Or he'll die of fart failure. He died of myocarditis, inflammation of the heart, which they believe was brought on by extreme cocaine use.
Oh.
on this day in 88 at age 30. 1996, Jarvis Cocker was released by Kensington Police. He was arrested after invading Michael Jackson's stage at the Brit Awards. Remember that? Jarvis Cocker went and just interrupted his show.
I like that name, though, Jarvis Cocker.
Right yeah, on. It was kind of a cool event because Jackson was up there with like 30 little kids, all boys, of course, all like 12-year-old boys. And Jarvis Cocker went up and, you know, stop this. You know,
really?
You can't stand for this.
Jarvis Cocker was like the first person to
publicly really
that?
Yeah, go after Michael Jackson for that. He got arrested for it. 2003, during a show in England, the Dixie Chicks' Natalie Main said the band was ashamed. Oh. George Bush was from Texas. Oh, yeah. And, of course, that would... bad reverberations back home as we were in a war. And they were, didn't radio stations say they wouldn't play the Dixie Chicks? And nobody was supposed to buy their
Dr.
music.
Dr. Don wouldn't play him. Would he?
Oh, Dr. Don, no.
Was he part of that?
Of course not. I think I probably was.
Remember the feud with Dr. Don?
Yeah, my God, Trudy, I'm still angry.
Dr. Don remembers.
I'm sure he does. He liked the attention.
What's he a doctor of?
He's a doctor of music. Double time checks.
Double time checks.
Dr. Don, he's still in the air, isn't he? Is he still here?
Yeah, he was for a while.
Yeah, he probably, I believe.
I think he
Are there still two country stations here?
Yeah, and the other one's doing much better now.
Okay. But that whole Dixie Chicks thing, did that really hurt that band, or did it even make them better, bigger?
Well, I mean, there were a contingent of people who were really mad at them for a while, but it was like the Jane Fonda thing, because they persisted, and what's her name?
Natalie Maines.
Yeah, she actually... really kept sort of a foot in entertainment.
Yeah.
And was respectable.
I think they still tour. I think they did pretty well.
I typed in Dr. Don's name.
Yes.
And the first headline is YCD's Don Carpenter loses airtime, but not paycheck.
Oh, so he lost his job, but he's still under contract?
What's the deal with him and the birds in that picture? I don't know.
When did he lose his job?
Oh, those are his sidekicks.
It's his Cocker 2. It's 2015, August 5th, 2015.
Cocker 2.
Say how long he's being paid? I'm curious.
Let's see. A few of those hands helped push him, but he still doesn't know why. He wasn't let go, says Debbie Kenyon. He just won't be involved with us every day, so he's just hanging around.
What does that mean?
I mean, this was years ago.
Okay.
Okay.
Dubious.
His Twitter still active.
Lynn,
how much
does
Natalie Maines worth?
$40 million allegedly.
Wow.
He still is on YCD. It looks like. Whatever. Who cares?
I know. Who cares? It's not very significant. Michael Jackson on this day in 2005 arrived for his child molestation trial in his pajamas.
Oh, sweet!
An hour late. The judge, of course, went nuts on him, and he was all fucked up, too. Remember what a mess he was during that trial?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? He's great.
Yeah.
Very coherent.
Why did they allow that to happen?
Well, I don't know, because he's Michael Jackson.
Did they try to... Were they trying to suggest that he was crazy or something?
No, he said... That's when he was saying he was in so much pain, remember?
I'm in pain all the time.
His shoulder.
My shoulder. It's hurting me very badly.
That was so ludicrous. 2008.
What time is it? Because I'm hurting.
Oh, yeah. He wanted to know if it was time for more medicine.
Oh,
that's why
true.
I wanted to know what time it was. 2008, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted Madonna, John Mellencamp, Leonard Cohen, The Ventures, and the Dave Clark Five.
The Ventures.
And 2010, Pete Doherty was banned for driving for 12 months for some stupid reason. I think he allowed his manager to drive his car, which wasn't insured. What is Pete Doherty? You never hear about Pete Doherty. He used to be arrested every 5 minutes. And
you had a magazine later.
Yeah, he was on
here.
The cover of Q Magazine.
I don't know. I didn't read the article.
I still have that. I want to read it because I sort of like their music, to be honest.
The Baby Shambles.
Baby Shambles and his second band. What was the second band called?
Something, a train?
Okay.
Okay.
They were, he was a significant musician. His celebrity net worth is only $2 million. Yeah, I would have thought he was worth more than that.
He was on heroin,
The Libertines.
Libertines, yeah. There you go.
Wait, that was with Johnny Depp, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
He did play with Johnny Depp. I don't know if Johnny Depp was in it. Was he in the Libertines? I don't think he was in the band, but he played with Johnny. I remember he played at Live 8. Was it Live 8? Oh. Remember the big concert in 2008?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
it. It was Live 8. It had to do with
did he play with somebody?
It had to do with the conference. He played with Elton John. And he sang Child of the Revolution, which was
Wow.
That was a
T-Rex song, yeah. I think. And he was good. Huh. It was kind of strange because I remember I think he was wearing a hat, and the hat was so close to falling off his head because he seemed kind of hammered. But he somehow got through it, and that was still on his head at the end, which was very funny because it was all I could really pay attention to.
There he is. Yeah, that is a stupid hat. He looks great. Like, everything's fine.
Oh, he's pretty... I see the attraction.
Honestly.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, super bad boy.
How fucked up is he there? Or is it just an act, do you think?
I don't think it was an act then. I really don't. See, his hat keeps falling off?
Yeah.
Kinda.
Who did he date?
Kate Moss.
Oh, that's right.
Right? Yeah, yeah, because that's when she had all her drug problems.
It's funny because Elton is so big on being in recovery. I'm surprised he'd have this wastoid playing with him.
Maybe he's his sponsor then.
Wasn't Pete the one that went with Ashley Simpson too, or is that somebody different from Fall
Out
Boy?
Oh, you're thinking
Boy?
Of Pete Wentz.
Pete Wentz.
Oh, Pete Wentz, yeah. That's right. Fall Out Boy.
Oh, he just chucked his hat in the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was sick of dealing with it. He must have been rushed. He didn't have time to tie his tie.
Hey, he's managing it pretty well, whatever the buzz is.
Yeah, the band sounds great. I'm not sure how good he sounds.
Yeah, but he's upright.
Yeah, he's standing.
Can you imagine Lisa Marie's, was it Michael, but whipping his head in the crowd?
Kill people.
Yeah, Lockwood.
Lockwood.
A Lockwood original.
He's not even singing anymore. Oh, nice back. Boy, Elton John has kept that band together forever.
Yeah.
He's got the same guys. Davey Johnstone, lead guitar. Nigel Olsen plays drums. Those guys got to all be around 70 now.
I know. Great paycheck.
Yeah, for sure. But they tour a lot, too. I mean, it's just to think of guys that old touring all the time. It's really kind of weird.
Hey.
Okay, let's see what else is left. 2015, 2 years ago, a U.S. jury ruled that the writer of Blurred Lines copied a Marvin Gaye song. That would, of course, be, what's his name, Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke. Yeah. Did you see the story about Thicke today?
Yeah, all those claims that he was...
His kid doesn't want to be with him.
Did you hear the...
Well, what did they say today? I heard the previous stuff.
A 911 call was made by the nanny.
The nanny.
Yeah, and I think the nanny sounds way too involved in this, which is kind of, you know, when you have a big public divorce in custody like this, the rules are just pretty precise. But I guess when they drop the kid off, they have to drop the kid off with somebody from the court, then they leave, and then Robin shows up. Like, they can't even show up to the same area to hand the kid off.
Oh, come on. You know, that's so pathetic.
So the nanny called 911 because there's a personal restraining order against him, and he is too close, and he is violating that.
Oh,
probably 100 yards.
Plus, the little kid didn't want to be with him.
Oh, really?
Well, so she says.
So she says.
So the nanny says.
Yeah. But the little kid, you can hear him in the background going, I don't know what he was.
Boy.
Robin Thicke had a pretty sweet response, and that was just showing pictures of him and the kid having a great time.
Right.
Which made me think kids never want to do what they're supposed to do.
No.
They want to just keep doing what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah, that's...
They're playing.
That's a tricky one.
There's a lot of drama involved, so he doesn't want to go through the drama. He's six. God.
I know.
Oh, no. Hell no.
And then U.S. jury ruled that... Oh, Blurred Lines, yeah, I got that. Keith Emerson died a year ago today, and then birthdays. Aww. Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean is 77. We never know which is the one that had the stroke, couldn't sing. Like, that in the movie, they had to play the record because he couldn't sing, and then the record skipped backstage, the record got stuck. We've gone through that so many times because no one can remember the story because no one cares.
Dead Man's Curve was the name of the movie.
Yes, it was. Yeah. No one cares about Jan and Dean. But we go through the process of watching it almost every time it comes up, and it never fails to entertain. It's so funny. It's so trite. It's like, who made this movie? Are you kidding? There's a guy backstage who's playing a record player,
yeah,
and he's sitting like, you know, 2 feet off stage. It's like, it's so obvious what he's doing.
Remember how slow he was to react when there was a problem? He's like, because they had to get it on camera.
He's just stunned.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. I found the clip.
And then he sings without any music behind him. And he actually can sing, even though he had a stroke.
Just search Jan and Dean Dead Man's Curve movie, and it pops up right away.
Jan and Dean's, and I'm kind of here tonight to lend a little support to the guy. I'd also like to introduce another old friend, Mike Love from the Beach Boys.
Michael? It's really Mike Love, too.
There he is.
In the movie?
Really? Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, what a dumb role.
Why is he dressed like a captain?
Thank you.
Always.
It's out of our real sense of love for them that we're here tonight, and we all hope you will join with us in giving a real warm welcome to Jan and Dean.
I can't believe this incident really happened.
Who plays Jan and Dean? No, it didn't happen. There's no way that happened.
Oh, it totally happened. This is a true story.
Do your thing.
The guy's playing a two-track, isn't he?
Hey, all I know is it was on TV, so it happened.
Notice how close the guy who's playing the vocal track is to the stage. I mean, he's like 2 feet away from the band.
Oh, there's their parents cheering them on. Recovery.
Of course, the crowd, when the thing skips or stops playing, the whole crowd gasps. And I think they start booing, don't they?
Well, no, because the real Jan comes up there and starts talking because he's like, I know I had an accident. There's my man. There's the two-track operator giving him watch his nod.
How does it skip?
Thank you. Yeah. Well, here's one we hope you remember. Surf City.
the worst employee ever.
He looks over at the guy like, you got the tape rolling?
Oh, that's what he does when the tape dies. He just starts singing the song again.
Yeah, he sings with no band or anything, right?
Yeah. Nice Dean to help him out. I love how they both look at each other like, hey, this is doing pretty good. We pulled one over on him.
Which one?
I thought that was David Soul for a second playing.
Oh!
Uh-oh. Oh, no. What happened to the tape? He's jiggling it like he can fix it. He switched up his palms like oh, my God.
That is the worst reaction.
It's the worst acting ever. The crowd is stunned.
Not to mention.
Wait, what happened to the audio?
Sorry.
The reel-to-reel just stops.
Mike Love's backstage going, what's going on?
The guy running the two-track who was smoking out of there like Faye Dunaway. Just bolted.
Phony!
Oh, he overcomes? Is that the message?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
And he wins them over.
Uh-huh.
Fake!
He really doesn't look like he's been affected in any way by a stroke.
The real Jan Barry was in the crowd for this movie. According to the description.
Oh, hilarious. He's probably booing the loudest.
He played the two-track operator based on his response time.
Oh, well.
Quiet, everybody. Hello?
I want it.
Boo!
With you and my friend.
Huh?
My real friend.
Come on, Dean, help him out.
Yeah, really. No support.
Torrance. Tonight.
I've sent his boys, young.
Yeah! What a vicious crowd.
Whoa. Get off the stage!
I want my money back!
Especially a guy with a porn mustache.
Fake! You're fake!
Isn't Dean helping him out?
You suck. Your stroke ruined your voice. I hate you.
I know.
Moonlight, you are the real winner.
I had an act
accident.
Yeah, and you can't sing. Go away.
7 years ago.
Let's go while we're young.
Singing is not good.
Yeah, no shit. We know.
I don't.
Yeah, you can't talk either, asshole.
You
seriously can't act.
Get to the point.
That's what his problem is.
Stop playing him. Paid. I gotta look this up. Dead Man's Curve.
Looks like Randy Mantooth.
Clean out your desk. You're gone.
I'll try.
You're fired.
Sing.
No, don't bother. You. We want our money back. What's ridiculous is that this wins the crowd over, which and it sucks.
Next.
Come on, Dean.
Dean has such a nice shag haircut.
This is a TV movie from 78.
I bought a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody.
What? Why isn't the crowd booing?
It's too awkward.
They were booing everything else. This sucks.
Yeah, but now they know that he had the accident.
And they feel guilty.
Here we come. Well, it ain't got a backseat.
Oh, he's perfect.
Why'd you ever use the tape in the first place?
It's Richard Hatch and Bruce Davidson.
Richard Hatch? Oh, Richard Hatch just...
Hey, he just died, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a tribute, in a way.
I like the way you wrap that in a bow, Trudy. Oh, shut up, crowd. You should be booing.
Now he's walking down the catwalk.
He can do everything now. He's fine.
He needed to stop relying on that stupid tape operator.
Really?
That was all he needed.
I want to see a TV movie about the tape operator. What happened to that guy?
Nice union, though. He's
seriously, they just, you know, that was the end of him. He just said, fuck it, sorry.
I know, what a stupid role. I want to try to check IMDb to see if the tape operator got a credit.
Oh, he's huge, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, what a giant role.
Jay would never let that happen.
Dick Clark was in this movie playing himself.
What? Jeez.
Wolfman Jack was in this movie.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, Wolfman!
Can you imagine having an entire broadcast career having to do that voice?
No.
Wow.
I mean, I wouldn't want to. I don't know why he wanted to.
I could agree with you more completely.
I'm not sure. Why did that work?
I don't know.
That whole stupid thing.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone can sound that dumb.
But he did it first.
Okay. Doesn't appear that the tape operator got a credit.
Oh.
I think that's wrong.
Seriously?
Wait, let's see. Yeah. No,
IMDb?
I don't think so.
No?
Doesn't look like it.
Wow.
June Dayton played Clara Berry. This is Jan Berry's one. Yeah, I know. Clara. How many Claras are on? Wow. Well, that was a wonderful detour. Once again. Once again, back to Dead Man's Curve, everybody.
Oh.
It's always worth it.
It's so worth it to see that tape operator.
No, I know. It's got to be one of the worst acting jobs ever. Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
Hello, I love you. I love the best of your mind.
Doo-doo head. Hey, Applehead. Come over here, Applehead.
Do you not like it? You guys start with those stinky farts.
No. Doo-doo head. Don't doo-doo and feces and Brandon's farts.
When I
loudly.
When I beat off to a butthole, I do not want a fart coming out.
Just look straight ahead at the Peter
Spread
Pan.
Spread your butt cheeks.
Oh. What the fuck?
Oh, this is adult.
What's wrong with him?
All right, ready when you guys are.
All ready?